manageable. Many of us come to Al-Anon filled with despair and hopelessness. Some of us come to find how to get another person sober. Others grew up in alcoholic homes or left alcoholic partners and no longer live with active drinking. We may not see the impact of having lived with alcoholism until we begin to acknowledge that there are familiar difficulties in our present lives and relationships. Many of us would not have voluntarily walked through the doors of Al-Anon if we were not in some sort of crisis or pain that forced us to seek help. Though we may not have labeled it this way, we come to Al-Anon because our lives are unmanageable. We come looking for relief. The first word of the first step illustrates an important concept in Al-Anon recovery. We are not alone. In our early meetings, we realized this is true. As a suggested Al-Anon Alateen welcomes, we who live or have lived with the problem of alcoholism understand, as perhaps few can. We too were lonely and frustrated, but in Al-Anon and Alateen, we discover that no situation is really hopeless and that it is possible for us to find contentment and even happiness, whether the alcoholic is still drinking or not. Just hearing those words may help us feel that there is hope for us to pass.
Once we acknowledge that someone else's drinking has affected our lives, we may want to blame everything on the drinking.
Yeah.
We are sure there must be something more we can say or do that will convince the alcoholic to stop drinking, thus resolving our problems. We have no idea that we are as powerless over alcohol as the alcoholic is. Not understanding that alcoholism is a disease, many of us have tried to take things into our own hands.
Yeah.
We may have poured out liquor, made excuses, nagged, pleaded, protected, or punished the drink in our lives. We may have hidden our feelings, isolated, and avoided contact with the alcoholic, thinking our problems would go away. We may have taken over the alcoholic's unfinished projects, answered phone calls, or covered his or her mistakes. No matter what we did, our lives did not improve and the alcoholic did not change. In order to take the first step and admit our powerlessness over alcoholism, we need first to understand and accept that alcoholism is a disease. Medical authorities agree that alcoholism is a progressive disease that can be arrested but not cured. It is a lifetime disease. One symptom is an uncontrollable desire to drink. As long as an alcoholic continues to drink, that desire will increase. Some alcoholics try to convince family members that they are social drinkers by drinking only on weekends or by abstaining for a limited time. The compulsion to drink usually returns. The only way to arrest the disease is total abstinence. Many alcoholics successfully recover through a variety of treatments. The Alcoholics Anonymous program is generally regarded as the most effective. Our experience shows that we cannot force someone to stop drinking. This is an individual choice of the alcoholic. Pass.
Gary, alcoholic.
Gary.
I mean, whatever. Alcoholism is a family disease. This means the alcoholism of one member affects the whole family and all become sick. Why does this happen? Unlike diabetes, alcoholism not only exists inside the body of the alcoholic, but it is a disease of relationships as well. Many of the symptoms of alcoholism are in the behavior of the alcoholic. The people... Why does this happen? Unlike diabetes, alcoholism not only exists inside the body of the alcoholic, but is a disease of relationships as well. Many of the symptoms of alcoholism are in the behavior of the alcoholic. The people who are involved with the alcoholic react to his behavior. They try to control it, make up for it, or hide it. They often blame themselves for it and are hurt by it. Eventually, they become emotionally disturbed themselves. Al-Anon Hope for Children of Alcoholics, page 6. In Al-Anon meetings, we hear our powerlessness over alcoholism described as we didn't cause it, can't cure it, and can't control it. We begin to learn the basic Al-Anon premise of taking our focus off of the alcoholic and keep the focus on ourselves. Hard as it is to look at our own part and our problems, acceptance of step one brings relief from impossible responsibilities. We were trying to fix a disease and someone else's disease at that pass.
To find peace and serenity in our lives, we have to change a challenging and perhaps fearful thought. We may have to relearn to take care of ourselves. We are focused on another person's alcoholism and behavior, many of us develop the habit of putting that person's needs first. We may suffer from low self-esteem and not believe that we deserve to take time for ourselves. Whether we judge ourselves as good or bad doesn't matter. We are always defeated by alcoholism. In Al-Anon, we will find help. Admitting our powerlessness may be very difficult for us. After all, we are the competent ones who held the family, the job, or the world together, while the alcoholics in our lives created chaos. How can it be that we, the responsible ones, are powerless? In Al-Anon, we come to understand that our lives may be unmanageable because we are trying to control the people and situation in our lives. It can be hard to conceive that our well-meaning efforts have been part of the problem. But by the time we reach Al-Anon, we are finally ready to try something, anything new. We have to admit that nothing we do or don't do can control another person's drinking. How can we help an alcoholic? In Al-Anon, we learn to accept the things we cannot change, the alcoholic, and change the things that we can, ourselves. To recover, we have to learn to keep the focus on ourselves.
Your name.
Oh, hi. I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura.
As we look back on our lives, we are asked to acknowledge our powerlessness over alcohol, the alcoholic, and every person and event we sought to control by our own willpower. By letting go of the illusion of control over the people, their actions, and their addictions to alcohol, we find an enormous burden is lifted, and we begin to discover the freedom and the power we do possess, the power to define and live our own lives. Unmanageability lessens, we begin to see the paths of our own recovery. In Al-Anon, we discover principles that work for us and help us relate to others. Al-Anon helps us learn new ways to have healthy relationships in all areas of our lives. Step one reminds us of our proper relationship with others. We are powerless over them. It places us in correct relationship with ourselves. When we try to control others, we lose the ability to manage our own lives. Step one is the true beginning of our path to recovery.
Hey. Wonderful. Okay, so now we're going to go to page 15 because we're starting fresh today. So we'll turn to page 15 and we're going to write on this page 15. Oh, okay, here it is, ma'am. Then these are going to be the questions, number one, number two, and number three. So I'll read the questions out loud, and then we're going to have 20 minutes to write,
and do our shares. The first question is, do I accept that I cannot control another person's drinking, another person's behavior? Number two, how do I recognize that the alcoholic is an individual with habits, characteristics, and ways of reacting to daily happenings that are different from mine? And number three, do I accept that alcoholism is a disease? How does that change? How do I deal with a drinker?
All right, I'll go ahead and 20 you, minutes.
Fernando.
Okay.
Another person's behavior, drinking behavior. So I said that I cannot control another person's drinking, another person's behavior. Yes, I do accept that I have absolutely no control over the behavior. This took me a very long time for me to understand that this, because I never thought of alcoholism as a disease. Since attending the Al-Anon program, I feel so thankful and a heavy burden has been lifted. I felt so defeated before. Now I feel somewhat relieved that it's not my fault. And I take everything in prayer and I wait and hope that one day healing will happen and I surrender all to God. Number two, how do I recognize that the alcoholic is an individual with habits, characteristics, and ways of reacting to their daily happenings that are different from mine? I needed to recognize this in order to understand the disease process. These habits and characteristics that I see in the alcoholic are so painful for me to observe. I see so much pain and anxiety, and I wish I could take it all away. I can't. I needed to take care of myself because previously I was trying to it was making me sick. And I learned that I can pray and prayer is powerful. There are times when my thoughts can go back to my former ways, but then I have to recognize those thoughts and then I turn them over and to start using the tools that I've received from Al-Anon, and always it's going to be prayer. Prayer is the first that I go to. And number three, do I accept that alcoholism is a disease, and how does that change how I deal with a drinker? Yes, I do know that alcoholism is a disease. I never believed that before. I have to say that it's so true. I never believed that before coming to Al-Anon. I learned so much more. I've learned to be so much more patient in my interactions with a drinker. I also love to share my personal experiences of being on program to help others that struggle with alcohol abuse and their families. And I talk more openly without being afraid. And thanks be to God, because that's a grace. Because before you're shameful and you didn't feel good to talk about it. So I would kind of hold a lot in. And although I was practicing always my faith, but this is what has helped me completely. God wanted me here, for sure. Else I would have probably had a breakdown. Thank you. Thank you.
No, I pass.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, so that was defensive.
One, do I accept that I cannot control another person's drinking, another person's behavior? Thank God for Al-Anon. Through this program and first of all through my faith, I have been able to accept that I cannot control my qualifiers' drinking or their behavior. Al-Anon opened my eyes to the truth that my controlling behavior was in vain and not helping my qualifiers, but instead enabling them. Two, how do I recognize that the alcoholic is an individual with habits, characteristics, and ways of reacting to daily happenings that are different from mine? My qualifiers are adults, and I have learned to respect the differences, and many times I keep quiet instead of trying to convince them that my way is right or best. I am not God, and I have to accept that we all have been given free will. Do I accept that alcoholism is a disease? How does that change how I deal with a drinker? Al-Anon has helped me recognize alcoholism as a disease. This fact allows me to show more compassion towards my qualifiers because they are working their program by attending AA meetings and they have a sponsor who can help them, guide, and understand them. I am so grateful to God that I can step aside and not give unsolicited advice, especially when I am not at all qualified to give advice on this matter. This program has helped me stop being the obstacle in my qualifier's path to recovery, and for that, I am so grateful to God.
Thank you.